You're listening to SBS News.
I, Ayoma Kucho, swear by Almighty God that I will faithfully serve the people of Western Australia as a member of Legislative.
This week marked an historic day in Australian politics. Ayor Makor Chuot became both Western Australia's first MP of African heritage and the first Australian politician elected from the South Sudanese community.
Because when I came to Perth, I couldn't speak much English. A girl that came with a carry-on bag, like, you know, a plastic bag with my sister. We came here with nothing, you know, not even $1. And, you know, I made it here.
Ms. Chuot arrived in Australia as a 16-year-old in 2005, after nearly a decade in Kenya's Kakuma refugee camp. Her father died during South Sudan's Second Civil War, leading her, her mother and five siblings to search for a safer life in Australia.
I'm actually really excited about this new role because this is the place where our lives' decisions are made. So for me to be involved in the team whereby I could actually make my own influence and work alongside the great experienced people is something that I'm really, really excited for.
Ms. Chuot arrived in Australia speaking very little English. After graduating from high school, she embarked on a successful modelling career that saw her walking down catwalks internationally, and she achieved a university degree in accounting.
The community has been very supportive. They're very... most of the comments that I get, yep, we knew you could do this. You have been a great role model in the community, to the young people, to the young women as well, because I'm one of the people that had my son when I was only 17. You know, so I've been a young man, and I've never gave up. So I went back to school to study, to do my accounting degree, and, you know, been a working mom.
Ms. Chuot was pre-selected as WA Labor's third candidate to contest the North Metropolitan seat in the Upper House. Labor produced an historic landslide win, securing control of both houses of the WA Parliament, including four of six members in the North Metropolitan electorate. Her historic accomplishment has drawn praise from advocates for multiculturalism across the country. While she is the first MP of African heritage to enter Western Australia's Parliament, she hopes that many others will follow.
I made it here, at least, you know, it is a great hope for any woman out there. You know, keep thriving, keep pushing, you know, opportunities are around.
And it is making a difference for her community and the country.